This is Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising with help for the good daughter suffering from the good daughter syndrome. Is your too close relationship with your mother ruining your marriage? Hold on, sweetie, I've got this. It's mom calling. Good Lord, the invasion of Iraq didn't take this much planning. Your oldest is having a play date. Score. Baby down for a nap. Score. And your libido is somehow retrieved from the South Pole. Score, score, score. A private moment stolen with your husband or partner. And just as you were starting to, you know, get that loving feeling, your cell goes off and it's your mother. As your partner rolls over, groaning in exasperation, and clicks on the remote control, your mother intones into the phone that your sister has just gotten a DWI again. With your hand over the phone, you turn to your partner and whisper, "Hun, she really needs to talk. I'm sorry." And just like that, your sex life, or what passes for one, has been put on life support by dear old mom. Score is replaced with epic fail. Your libido just got put on ice. Right out of the playbook of how to ruin a marriage and lose your libido. Even if you could start up again, time-wise, nothing puts a kibosh on your libido like a combo with mom. Because right now, you're feeling about as sexy as a toad. In this scenario, or one close to it, it's pretty much a scene out of your life, right? This scenario, or one close to it, is much more common than you might think. And it's deadly to your husband or significant other. What looks at first like almost nothing can gain such destructive force, it can take down a marriage faster than you can say, "Mother, may I?" Well, let's take a look at what just happened. Did you just choose your mom over your partner? In a word, yes. Yes, dearest, that's exactly what happened. And when you never achieve a healthy separation from mom, you can't establish a closeness with your adult partner. But you feel so torn, don't want to hurt mom's feelings. All too often, the mother-daughter duo steals from the relationship, which needs nurturing, sustaining, and developing. It does so quietly, subtly, but surely. What if I told you that an alliance with your mother is at the expense of intimacy with your partner and is a toxin slowly poisoning your love life? Now, you may know that your mom drives you crazy and gets under your skin, but you may not know that this dysfunctional dynamic with her is stealing the very key to so much of your happiness. And when your mom is narcissistic, borderline, or histrionic, this unhealthy dynamic is put on steroids. The narcissistic mother will experience any closeness her daughter has with another as a threat. She may give lip service to the idea she wants her daughter to have a good partnership. Yet the daughter, especially the daughter in the role of the good daughter, will feel the tug as her alliance is tested. Looking back at the wedding, the template many times was always there. Mom and her narcissism makes everything about her. The good daughter will feel torn instead of supported during the planning stages of the wedding. Underneath the myriad of decisions, mom's always calling the question, "Who's important here? Whose side are you on?" And the good daughter knows, always knows, the correct answer. What starts as a mother-daughter public event, otherwise known as a wedding, quickly devolves into three people in a marriage. Before you know it, you formed an unconscious alliance with your mother that leaves your husband or partner out. how the toxins seep in and begin to poison your relationship. You may joke with mom about how clueless men are and insist that women take over because they have to. What you can't see so clearly is that your put-downs, they take their toll. Pretty soon, the man in your life checks out in front of the television or buries his head in his electronics. If you could see inside his heart, you might just see that he has given up. He's programmed not to show it, like so many men, but he can't take the put-downs anymore, so he protects himself by tuning you out and keeping his head down. Before you know it, this begins to be the new normal. Here's where the odds are stacked against you. As a good daughter, you've got so many hang-ups about sex. Your libido is just a fragile house of cards ready to come tumbling down with the first strong wind of mother guilt. Sexual shame, mother guilt, and bad girl feelings are anything but a girl's best friend when it comes to a sex life. With the business of everyday life, plus or minus kids, your sex life can be in the toilet before you know it. And sadly, when the sex goes, a whole lot goes with it. Did you know that your intimacy with your partner is the key to so much you want and need in life? You may be missing what's right in front of you. In fact, you may in fact have a good man. Sister, you could just have access to so much juicy goodness if you would just let yourself. You can learn to reclaim essential feminine sensuality that your mother lost touch with so very long ago. Become conscious and tap into this power. Have your way with him and the world. It all starts with getting it right with this foundational relationship with mom, whether or not she ever changes. This could be good, real good. But first, you need to get things straight with mom. Here's a start.